Hello and welcome everybody to this special Halloween edition of Tea Watches a Scary Movie. I of course am T, and we're in another edition of talking 10 more scary movies on the list. Now, few things to say. I know that it is Halloween. We're recording on Halloween, obviously, but the watch party that we're doing today is going to get me to 150. So we still have a couple more episodes that'll come in this format after this. We should have one more on Sunday, one more on Monday, and then we're going to get to a normal recording format and timetable there, okay? And for those of y'all joining us for the first time, this is the way this works out. Every year, as far back as I can remember, I typically try to save my scary movies until we get to the Halloween season. Sometimes that's October, sometimes that's September. It's just more so whenever I'm feeling it. This year I started September 1st, and the goal was to document how many films I can get done from whenever I started up until Halloween. Halloween is today. It is currently 12:35 in the afternoon. The watch party is going, and I'm right on the cusp of 150. So I still got a couple more for you. We got to talk the 10 that we had recently, though, too, as we are up to 120. I've just been blowing them away. I promise y'all a new episode every day this week. I think we've been able to really, really do that. So let's keep it moving. We're going to start with 120, which was Freddy versus Jason. Oh my God. Y'all have an interesting passion for this movie. It's not good. It is not good. This is my least favorite film in either series between Nightmare or Friday the 13th, honestly. It is a decent Nightmare on Elm Street movie. It is a horrible Friday the 13th movie. They do Jason so dirty in it, and the teenagers just suck. It's not good, but I guess, you know, it's kind of big for the horror genre. We haven't gotten anything like that before, and we still to this day have not gotten anything like it again. So, as much as I dislike it, I get the importance that it has in the horror genre, okay? 121. John Carpenter's Ghosts of Mars. Now, this film is often derided. It's often made fun of. But if you actually take the time to watch it and kind of pick up everything that's going on, it's a surprisingly deep movie, actually. And, of course, it's got the always great Natasha Henstridge in it. Ice Cube's in it. Jason Statham is in it. A lot of good players in this one. It's definitely a good watch. 122, Phantom of the Opera, 89. This is the one that stars Freddy Krueger, Robert Englund, doing an interesting take on the traditional Phantom story, where in this one here, everything still lines up, but the Phantom's a serial killer, who kills multiple people that are in the way of stopping him from having Christine star in an opera. Not a bad movie, actually, but I can entirely get why most people will probably never see it. It's not on any streaming services. You actually have to buy the movie to watch it in the first place, so there's that. Yeah. 123, The Devil's Advocate. Y'all were alive on my review of that one. This is a fantastic movie. Al Pacino, Keanu Reeves, Charlize Theron, about a lawyer who goes to work for a bigger firm in New York, and it turns out that his boss may or may not actually be the devil. That's all I can really say. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal film. All of y'all have apparently seen it and love it, which a lot of people don't talk about this movie, which is crazy. It is so, so good. And Keanu, who does anything these days, did a lot of genre films back in the 90s when he was still building his career. And a film like this went under a lot of people's radar, and it's weird because it is such a good, good, good movie, though. I love this movie so, so much. Yeah, so join in on the conversation in the group there about it. 124, Scream. We finally got into some of my favorite slashers here. We got the Scream 1. Always a good one to reminisce on here. It's not my favorite in the Scream series, but it's still a lot of fun. The Ghostface mask is still quite possibly my favorite slasher mask that's out there on the market. I mean, it is. So 125, Night of the Comets. I've been watching a lot of Night of movies. This is one of my favorites though, because it's a zombie movie that really isn't focused on the zombies at all. It's just reveling in the 80s splendor that it takes place in, and I am completely about that. The music's great. The actress, Captain Mary Stewart, is fantastic in the film as well too. Really, really good movie that even the zombies not playing a big part really doesn't take away from it at all. 126 and 127 was Scream 2 and Scream 3. I've mentioned it numerous times before, but I'm gonna mention it again. Scream 2 is without a doubt my absolute favorite slasher ever. It's so good. It is the best Scream movie, the best slasher that's on the market, bar none, in my personal opinion there. Scream 3, much better than people give it credit for. Yes, it is more of a comedy than it is a horror film compared to the other movies that were released in the series, but there is so much to enjoy about Scream 3. 128, The Descent. A group of women go spelunking in a cave system out in North Kakalaki, and unfortunately, they end up coming across some cave monsters, and where they decide to go spelunking at. Great film. Love it. One of the last films that actually scared me when I saw it in theaters. Really, really fun watch. Which brings us to 129, Ghost Ship. Another one y'all had a lot to say about. Now, I'm gonna be honest, I had not seen Ghost Ship outside of bits and pieces since I originally watched it. The film neither got better or worse since I last saw it. It just kind of pointed out like a lot of its really good strengths, which is it is a really, really creepy film, but the premise is simple and sound enough to work. But it's also just batshit insane. That opening scene alone is quite possibly one of the best openings, or top five openings at least, in a horror film, bar none. It is so good. But yeah, that is 120 through 129. Another 10 movies down. So right now we are in the middle of our Halloween watch party. It started about 40 minutes ago with Tremors, and we still have some other great ones coming up. We're gonna do Stay Alive, Arachnophobia, Anaconda, Dead Space Downfall, 28 Weeks Later, and If the Gods Are With Us. I put 28 Weeks Later. I don't actually think we're watching 28 Weeks Later. I'll have to go back, take a look at that. But regardless of that, 28 Weeks Later, and then If It Works, Return of the Living Dead 1. So we got some great movies here for you. We do want you to get in the chat. As you can see, it's going big right now here. My feed seems to be behind just because the monsters are already here, and that's okay. As you can see, everybody's having a really, really good time with this right now. Folks, again, a few of y'all have given me your Halloween outfit costumes and everything. I want to see more. I want to be able to give away my sweet Friday the 13th DVD collection, but I can't give it away without more participation. So make sure to comment, show me those photos of your great Halloween costumes, and I will pick a winner to receive this DVD pack. You guys rock. I appreciate you tuning in during Halloween. Again, come on and join the watch party. We'll have and our last opening of our Halloween advent calendar will be a little bit later today, and we'll have a few more episodes tomorrow and Monday. IMT, let's get right back to Tremors. You guys are watching scary movies with me today. See you guys.